You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Treefort Music Fest was set to kick off next week. The five-day multi-genre usually happens right after South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and it brings 20,000 fans of music, technology, film, yoga, and a lot more to downtown Boise. But last week, the festival announced it would postpone the events until September. Organizers cited concerns over coronavirus, and they did promise to be back in full force come the fall. Joining us live today in studio to learn more about this and what it takes to move a giant music festival is Treefort Festival Director Eric Gilbert. You know, I have to tell you, it seems like about 2 months ago that you made that decision from how fast the news cycle has gone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so take me back to the days leading up to the festival decision last Wednesday, because South by Southwest had canceled. So how did that decision inform your decision?
So we had been tracking this for a while, obviously. I think it's been up top of mind knowing that we run an event like this. And South by Southwest decision, I mean, I think it's been hard for all of us, a little uncertain as to what exactly is happening with this. So I think for us, that was more like a sign that, okay, if they did that, there's something definitely there. So, you know, and we had felt that, but it's been hard to get enough information and the right in information on it. So we had been already proactively working on it. I think more than anything, we were really trying to hold court for artists and all these people that, like, especially in this community, but in the broader community, be a beacon of hope if we could, knowing we were in Idaho, that there was a chance that maybe this, you know, I don't think in Idaho, we're not used to these things, you know, hitting us. You know? And so I think there was a degree of like, we need to hold strong as long as it makes sense. But the calculus, like you said, was changing quickly and we were very active on that.
So what was that tipping point for you?
Well, I think the tipping point for us, we were talking to a lot of the national folks, and especially folks in Washington. You know, we were paying pretty close attention there because it was so close to us. I think for us, we started over the previous weekend recognizing that postponement was actually an option, which would really, you know, was a great way for us to continue to be that beacon of hope, but also was a more prudent financial move for us to keep the festival still alive. And so once we acknowledged that postponement was possible, we met with the whole team last Monday night and, you know, wanted to make sure everyone on our team was comfortable with postponement, because that's 6 more months of extending their time and energy. And when some of that crew was pretty lit up, you know, I think at that point we started recognizing that Treefort is this joyous experience. And we started recognizing that it wasn't going to be that regardless. And so for us, the decision sort of happened, obviously, before everything we've seen happen now, that, you know, what really lit our team back up was the idea of moving into the future at a time when we could honestly be joyous about doing this thing. And so I'll just say that then by Tuesday morning, we started putting postponement into action in case, you know, and then by Tuesday night, we're like, yeah, for sure, we're doing this.
And you did mention that, a lot of the bands and even the fans come from states and countries around us, quite a few bands from the Pacific Northwest.
Yep.
And so when we look at Seattle really being kind of the center, the hotbed of where what's going on right now, did that play into your decision as well? Because maybe these bands wouldn't be willing to travel.
Well, it's weird because before, I mean, actually up until we made our decision, most of the bands and local business, everyone were begging us not to cancel. I think everyone assumed that would be what would happen. So I think once again, I felt like we got kind of ahead of most of those bands even realizing that. Just sort of anticipating what, once we talked to a few people, especially in Washington, again, it gave us a better idea what was coming. You know, and like you were saying, how fast things are moving, it's crazy. Since we postponed Wednesday morning, even by the end of that day, the NBA had shut down. And I mean,
Thursday was nuts.
It was crazy, yeah. And so I'm just thankful that we as a team had the foresight and the will to do what we felt needed to happen. And on the postponement thing, now since that, we made that decision, a little unsure if it would work for, you know, enough of the artists, but fairly confident. But since then, most of the artists are rerouting their tours anyways. And so, to be frank, I mean, most of our lineup is going to stay relatively intact. I think a lot of international travel is going to be probably hampered for a while. So probably most of our losses on the artist side will be in the international side.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because you're right in the sense of, I mean, South by Southwest canceled. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this was a decision from the city of Austin. Mm-hmm. So this was not the festival's choice. I mean, you made the decision. I mean, yes, you talked with Boise Mayor McLean, I mean, and with health officials, but you ultimately made that decision. Yep. And to postpone rather than cancel. But how much was that truly a financial decision in the sense that, I mean, you know, this is kind of a, which people may not realize, kind of a like a paycheck to paycheck thing for Treefort. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you could have come back from a complete cancellation.
Yeah. I mean, to be frank, yes. And so, and I think in meeting with everyone, you know, we decided to, it just seemed like there was still a lot of unknowns locally, but it seemed like it was probably, you know, we could see the writing on the wall where things were heading. And we just wanted to, once again, in consideration of artists and everyone that works with us, get in front of it enough so they could change travel plans and do everything like that. So we made the call when we did, you know, both for our attendees and for the artists with that in mind. And then, yes, postponement was a way to continue. One thing we chose to do that a lot of festivals aren't doing is we are honoring refunds for those that can't come or for whatever that may reason that may be. We are going to put an end to that soon, but we wanted to give people the opportunity to seek refunds if it was just because of their travel plans or if they're in need. And I just want to say I recognize, especially since, I mean, this is affecting all of us. This isn't like we're not alone in this being a challenging time financially. So we're hoping by the fall that we can come back and play a role in helping all of us again lift our spirits, but also
maybe put some money in people's pocketbooks.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, what was it like from the local businesses? I mean, I have to say, just from looking on social media, I think the support that you got from local businesses when you made that announcement, but it was a postponement. So they know, you know, I mean, well, you've got to sign now. It's 194 days, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it might be down to 191 or
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, it was an incredible amount of support from the local community at large and the local business community. A lot of who are now, you know, very present to their own challenges ahead. You know, and I think part of that and their support of us is, you know, we see ourselves as very much a part of the community at large. So I think our hope now is to do what we can to help support the community in the interim. And once again, hopefully by September, we can help it come roaring back a bit and have some fun.
And what's it like? I mean, all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks before you postpone this, I mean, how does that work?
A lot of faith and a really amazing team that just jumped into action. And, you know, we're kind of been all hands on deck. And it's been really, I mean, really moving, inspiring to watch everyone work that, you know, I think we're pretty present to how what a great team we have, but it has been really amazing to watch everyone kind of help each other in their deep apartments. I mean, you know, Tuesday night, we're all on the phone calling different people that we all work with, you know, just to give people a heads up so that they don't get caught off guard in the morning when they find out things are changing. So,
will the festival, do you think, be similar? I mean, you said similar bands, things like that, but I mean, there's so many different forts as well. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, especially because you do have kind of advance notice, do you think it will, you know, the lineup and the forts be similar to what they were slated to be?
Yeah, and I think there's going to be some new additions and, you know, some things that change and you know, most of the venues were still available, but there's some moving pieces with that. So it'll change, but I mean, we're a pretty malleable entity as it is. We're always being resourceful with spaces and figuring things out. So I keep joking. I mean, 6 months is more time than most artists usually get notified they're playing the festival. So now we all have some extended time. They can make travel plans. And so I just truly hope for us as a whole community that we all get back to being able to focus on that kind of work. And in the short term, really putting our energy into supporting each other and those around us.
Yeah, who are so affected by this in many ways. Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in and talking with us. We've been talking with Treefort Music Fest Director Eric Gilbert about the decision to postpone the Boise Festival. It will now be September 23rd to the 27th. Thank you again. And tomorrow we will talk with Idaho Health System representatives, and we want to hear your questions about coronavirus. Do you have a story you would like to share? Do you have questions? Do you have concerns? If you do, call us and leave a voicemail. You can do that at 208-426-3625. Again, that is 208-426-3625. And hopefully we will get those questions answered for you tomorrow. Also, we are keeping you updated on this issue on our website. Go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for the very latest. We have a blog there, and we will be giving you the latest information as it comes in. And thank you so much for making some time for Idaho Matters today. We know we are living in interesting times right now, and we are doing our best to bring you the news and information in a way that is calm and factual and that hopefully helps you through this. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.